Blog Talk Radio.
Too many Christian men are seeking after ungodliness, religiosity, and carnality. They are so stuck on church and the institutionalism that they can't see opportunities to serve God's people at home or in the marketplace. Men are stealing the most important legacy they can transfer to their families, and that is the inheritance of Christ Jesus. What man in his right mind would deprive his family of Christ? Is this you or someone you know? Tune in this morning to catch the revelation of who the true hirelings really are. The true hirelings, ungodly husbands, stolen legacies, and bondage, this morning on Pathways to Truth. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Once again, welcome to Pathways to Truth Radio. I'm your host, Nick Danger. Joining me this morning, my brother in Christ, Brother Frank Billions. Brother Frank, good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much, Brother Nick Danger. Man, I'm excited about this topic this morning, man. Good morning, Pathways to Truth Nation. Amen. Man, I'm ready
to
dive into this, man. But set us up, man.
I had got a communication from one of our listeners during the course of the week, asking, "How in the world do you and Brother Frank? Y'all have never even come close to talking about the same thing in almost going on 6 years."
Yeah.
How is it possible that you can get this wide perspective and not be redundant?
Yeah.
My response is very simple. When you're led by the Holy Spirit, The possibilities are unlimited. One of the things that we're going to be talking about today about the true hirelings are these ungodly husbands, stolen legacies, and the bondage that they keep their families in is centered around their inability to be. It's not their inability to be led, because they are being led, but they're not being led by the Holy Spirit. So if you're not being led by the Holy Spirit, you're being led by Satan or one of his imps. And so the look at this here, Brother Frank. Look at this here.
Yeah.
I hope you let me finish this before you cut me off, because I know when you hear this, you're going to start screaming. So in the days of Jesus, the wages for a hireling was a penny. that's how much a hireling got paid was a penny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So what are you saying, Brother Nick? What are you saying? This is what I'm saying. If you're paid by somebody else, then you are subject to them. I'm going to slow down here, okay? I'm not going to go too fast.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, look. The individual paying you has influence, dominion, control over you and your actions. This is why Christ rebuked the hireling.
Yeah.
Okay, look, I'm gonna just read this one scripture, Brother Frank. Here you come. Here you come. It's real short.
Go ahead.
A hireling or a person who is paid by another person. Don't lose this today, because this is critical, folks. Does not really care about being a watchman. He or she is more concerned with protecting their reputation, their position, and their income. That's Acts 20, 29, and 30. Okay, brother. The ball's in your court.
Oh, man.
Reputation, position, and income. welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. For real. Well, welcome to the show. You see, man, I learned a long time ago when I got baptized in Christ that there was a difference between being a man and walking like a man and walking after a spirit. So I realized that the Holy Ghost helped me to change my mindset and helped me to realize that I was a spirit and not a man. Okay. So you got to have a different mindset. Most of these guys walking like they are men instead of walking like they are spirit. So that's why, Brother Nick, as you alluded to right off the bat, is when you realize that you are a spirit having a natural experience instead of a natural man having a spiritual experience, as walking after a spirit man, I realize that there's no limitation. So, and there's no ceiling on us, so we are serving a vast God. We have access inside of Christ to unlimited knowledge, man. We're not able to exhaust all of the stuff that the Holy Ghost is telling us.
No.
So it's critical for me as a husband to get my mind right. Because we don't take it lightly that God has made us men. Most of these men have taken it lightly that God has made them men. That's why their wages are so low, man, and that's why their skill set and their ability is so low, man.
Okay.
Thanks for saying it. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead, man. Let you finish your talk.
Okay.
You just jumped all in my next thing. You make me sick. Okay. You blew my setup. I just threw alley oop. I was throwing alley oop to myself. Okay, look. Well, I was talking about the wages, Brother Frank. I was talking about the wages for you messing me up. See, the reason why I said that they got paid a penny, because a penny has never really been, for the most part, of any consequence. Most people don't even really think about pennies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The wages, the Bible says the wages of sin is death.
Yes, sir.
Y'all follow me now. The lower the wage, the farther you are away from Christ Jesus. See, he's not really talking about the monetary wage. He's talking about the spiritual wage.
Yes.
Okay. Wages, most people equate to money. But wages are the consequences of your actions.
Yes.
Okay, y'all got to follow me on this. Okay, what am I saying? I'm saying that if you make a conscious choice or a decision to do a certain thing, then there are consequences to the thing that you do. The Bible teaches us that when you sin, there are consequences to your sin. You drink too much alcohol, you become an alcoholic. You have illicit sex, unprotected sex, you can contract the disease, and so on and so forth. I don't need to run through the list. Okay. But more importantly, the overall picture of this man, see, we're giving you the picture of what a hireling looks like, because the hireling is always associated with a preacher. He never said that.
No.
The hireling is the man or the woman with the mindset of concerning themselves with their reputation, their position, and their income. Now, how often do we see husbands who are more concerned about their reputation than their relationship with Christ, their position than their relationship with Christ, or their income and their relationship with Christ? Now, listen, you had to be dead to miss that. I'm going to ask you again, who's the true hireling? Come on.
We're in it.
Yeah.
We're in it.
Okay. Yeah, we're in it now. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. See, a hireling is what most of our women contract out today as husbands.
Yeah.
See, our women.
Yeah.
They marry men or allow men to live with them because they simply want some additional income into the household, not that they really care for their soul.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a lot of income. The man that they are allowing in their lives, he's a person that they need to be employed just to undertake menial work.
Yeah.
Menial means that it is not requiring much skill set and is lacking prestige. They are requiring men that are, they are accepting men that are unskilled, and it takes very little training to do what they do in marriage.
Mm.
Oh. A hireling does not really care about being a watchman, bro, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, they're more concerned with protecting their reputation, their position, their profession, their income.
Mm.
Man, Nick, men today will get married to a woman who's making a decent income, and they've been struggling just to get things started in their life or to be able to get some of the things, the material things that they want in their life, they'll marry a woman, man, simply to be able to purchase a car.
Yeah.
To simply to be able to move out from their mommy.
Don't go too fast.
I'm not. Big Brother Nick, man, we are in a time where people hunt for someone to say what they want to hear, man.
Yeah.
Listen. Not that the man truly loved the Lord, but a man will go to church every Sunday, marry a woman, give the woman his check just to be able to drive around in a new car.
Yep.
Or to live in his own space because he's trying to get away from his mommy.
I love you saying mommy.
not that he truly cared for her soul or the children's soul. It's because there are sent material things that he wants that he's not been able to, he haven't been able to accomplish and get as a single man to establish himself and go out and work and go out and search the things of God on how to prosper in his life. So his alternative is, man, I gotta try to get somebody in my life to help me to so I can get some of the things I want.
Yes. That's it. Brother Frank, that's what the hireling looks like. Listen, we could actually shut it down right now. We give y'all enough in the first 15 minutes, we can shut this whole thing down. But don't dismay, we're going to keep going.
Yeah.
We're just scratching the surface. See, there's another dimension to the hireling.
Yes.
Brother Frank, I'm going to piggyback on what you're saying. This is a multidimensional perspective because this is the perspective that the Holy Spirit gives us. The Holy Spirit gives us this godlike perspective so that we get a chance to see a 360-degree view of a particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Brother Frank has been describing to you this man who has the inability to provide for himself for any number of reasons, and so he latches on to a woman who has, in her own right, done well enough to prosper, and brings this man into her life. Who brings zero to the table other than
zero.
A penis. Okay, I'm going a different direction now.
Yeah. Okay.
See, the hireling's penis keeps him employed.
Yes, sir.
Is that too much, Brother Frank?
No.
Can we talk about a penis on Sunday morning? See, the hireling's penis keeps him employed because, see, he don't have anything else to bring to the table. See, the penis seeks out the lonely vagina.
Yeah.
The lonely vagina is the resting place. Listen, as long as the vaginas are lonely, the hirelings will never be out of work.
Never.
How about that?
Never.
How about that? We going in today. So
we going
go ahead,
in.
Man.
Brother,
go ahead.
Brother, these guys can care less about enduring sound doctrine.
Yeah.
Man, for their own love, they will heap themselves teachers and hirelings having itching ears. That was the words they had.
Yeah.
They will absolutely turn away their ears from the truth, man. They lusting after the things of the world, bro. And yeah. they know that they can use their penis in order to stay employed, bruh.
Yes.
Listen, man, without care less about the things of God, family, leading his children to salvation, walking after the things of the Spirit, because he just want a new car, bro.
Yes.
He's been thinking about that Benz for 25, 30 years now.
Yes.
He just couldn't seem to accomplish it, you know, on his own, man. Well, if I can't get my Benz, I'll take on the BMW. So let me go up to the BMW plant and see if we got some women up here that's lonely.
Yes.
And let me get one of them women that can get me one of them BMWs to drive.
Yeah.
I see a lot of the women at BMW, man. They go and work for BMW and then give BMW back the money for letting them lease the car out. They work it for the money and give the money right back to the company. Man, that's one of the biggest pimping jobs I know.
Oh, yeah.
But brother, the women will sell themselves out for a hireling to come into their lives and live and lay with them and let them drive the BMW and drop them off at work, bro.
Yes, sir. How many times have we seen that? And he, listen, leaving them while they go to labor to work and go straight to another hireling. Oh, yeah. Look, Brother Frank, we talked about wages. The Bible says the wages of sin is death.
Yes, sir.
I said that wages are often equated to money, but the verb is I'm going to give you a little English lesson. Is in a third person. It's about conduct, execution, how you act in response to a particular thing that you have been given to do. And so your conduct will dictate whether or not you sin against God. And that's a response of your relationship to him and your willingness to die to yourself. So the man that marries this woman, let me rephrase this.
Yes.
The man that cohabitates and gets his penis through the door, he know he got it made.
Yes, sir.
The teaching is this. How do you allow yourself as a man to become so lazy, okay, and indifferent to perpetuating the legacy of peace, love, and joy that we receive in Christ Jesus? Now, we can't make the assumption that every man is a believer, but we're talking about the men who are saying openly that I'm a Christian.
Yeah,
I believe in God. I'm saved. I'm fire baptized. All this kind of other foolishness, but have zero relationship with Christ. Haven't done anything to transfer Christ to their family. There is nothing in them that even reflects Christ Jesus in their demeanor, their character, the way they treat other people, their response to to crisis in their immediate community, or even setting an example for young people that they might engage of respect and loyalty to the things of God. This is what we're talking about. We have defined who this hireling is, and for the next half of the show, we want to put some things out there to find out if this is you or not. We don't want you walking away from the show today wondering if thinking you good and you ain't.
Because Nick, our women had married these cats strictly on they going to church every Sunday.
Yes.
See, I just said that a guy would go to church every Sunday. Because, see, the women think that a man who's going to church every Sunday is a believer.
Yeah.
They have attributed going to church with having a relationship with God.
Yes.
Bro, this is the pathway to truth, man. Have you not listened to us, man, at any point? You, listen. Man, we graduated from church school a long time ago because of this foolishness. Because, listen, I had to graduate from church school because people were identifying me with a Christian, bruh. I had to separate myself from them cats so you could see who I really was. See, you thought I was the same old Christian dude like your husband that was going into the church every Sunday. You got the believer wrong. You married to a hireling.
Yes. Can't make it any plainer than that. Wow. That's good, bro. So he's saying that believers do not want to be identified with Christians because the Bible says do not forsake the assembly with non-believers.
That's right.
Or unbelievers.
Unbelievers.
And so, yeah. We call them Christian non-believers. That's the name we give them here at Pathways to Truth Radio.
Yes, sir.
Christian non-believers are those people that go to church every Sunday but have zero relationship with Christ. Now, I said it. And before I take it back, I add some more to it.
Mm.
Okay. So, brother. Go ahead, Brother Frank. Go ahead. You got it.
I was getting ready to say that our women have not been able to identify these guys that they are married to because they don't read, study, and meditate God's word. See, when you have a man and a woman simply just going to church and coming out the same way week in and week out, nobody can identify, are we really believers? The only way that they can identify a believer if they see one outside of the church or they hear about one outside of the church. And they hear the different walk and see the different talk and see the spiritual progression in this man. We know him. We know him.
Yeah.
Brothers, you said something that is near and dear to my heart. This is how I gauge. This is how I gauge these guys. I check to see, and if I hear a legacy or an inheritance in his voice.
Yes.
I hear stolen legacies in men's voices. I hear ungodliness in their voices, man. They have no idea that I done identified them real quick. And it's a shame that our children and our children's children do not have a chance unless God sends somebody else their way because their father is outside of his will.
Yes.
Their father is just, he just cares about his own selfish lust.
Mm.
We're talking about the true hireling here.
Yes, the third aspect of the true hireling, Brother Frank, that we had been talking about earlier this morning, of the ungodly husband, the stolen legacies. I want to talk a little bit now about bondage. When I was studying a little bit earlier this morning before we came on the air, I was thinking about. I said the Holy Spirit to give me a clear picture of what bondage looks like and the mindset that is associated with that. Oh, man, this is what he gave me. He said, I want you to look at two things. I love the animal planet, the animal shows, because I like watching how animals interact in their natural habitat. He said, get a picture in your head of the behavior of the gorilla in the zoo. So I got that picture in my head, the one that stays up in the corner picking flies off of his butt and eating them. He said, now get that same picture of that silverback who had in the wild, in his natural habitat in Africa, where he has established a dominance in his domain of all the other gorillas, and they know that he is the apex alpha male.
Yes.
That is the difference between being a believer as the apex male and being a Christian hireling.
Oh, man.
Now, I can't imagine you need any help with that. Just huddled in the corner, people coming by, tapping on the window, getting no response. There's no way in the world you will walk upon a silverback in his own habitat and do the same thing.
No.
Okay. The attitude that's associated with liberty, the behavior that's associated with liberty, is profoundly different than the attitude and the behavior that's associated with bondage. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. But bondage, bro. As you were laying that out, man, something jumped in my head, man, just to bring it home, man. Bondage is you're a husband and a wife, and you've been married for some time, and you have kids, and you can't see your way out of the indebted situation that you're in. You're 40 years old, and you got 401k loans, and your husband just took out a finance loan for $1,500. Okay. You making car payment, your rent payment, and you using your credit cards to eat. And your husband can't figure out how to get y'all out of this. You married to a hireling, man.
Yeah.
Okay. He has not learned Christ. Most women today, which is a shame, most women today are stuck in bondage with their kids simply because the guys that they see at church, they're realizing that they're really not Christians, so they don't even marry them. So the women just stay in bondage.
Yep.
The women won't even marry the church guys, Nick.
No.
Oh, man. Nick, man, the more I think about what we're talking about today, man, the more that I grieve, man, over future generations. We have future generation that God our Father, man, he loves, and he would that these husbands would get their minds right and seek after the kingdom so that these guys would have a chance, man, and so that God would be in the earth. He said that in his word that is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Are not his days also like the days of the hireling?
Yes.
He says that as a servant earnestly desireth the shadows, and as a hireling looking for the reward of his work. Nick, The guys are bringing the penis to the table.
Yes.
And they want a BMW in return.
Yeah.
That's the reward that they want. Man, as a husband caring for the souls of my wife, my daughters, though my beginning was small, yet my latter end should greatly increase. If I put the Lord God first in my life, as a husband, as a father, we might start off with little, but prosperity and spiritual progress will surely come. The path of all the hirelings that forgot God shall wither away, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish. Out of the 107 names that Christ is called in the Bible, to me, shepherd is the sweetest.
Yeah.
That's the sweetest one to me. Big brother Pistol Pete. You don't know about Pistol Pete. Big brother Peter said, "For ye were that sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul." Christ is the shepherd of my soul, man.
Yes, Lord.
He's the one that will lead us into spiritual progress. He's the one that will lead us into spiritual prosperity. He's the one that I want to leave for my kids. It's through our demonstration as fathers that we leave them Christ.
Wow.
But we're dealing with all these hirelings, Brother Nick.
Yes, sir.
It's ridiculous, man. You know, maybe they thought we was going to be talking about pastors.
Nope. These go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm good. I can.
A pastor, okay. This is how serious I am about this. Man, a pastor wouldn't know what to do in my shoes. What do a pastor have over a husband? A believing husband? Man, what a privilege I have had to trust the Lord God from my youth. But because of God's presence in my personal life, I have learned Christ, Nick.
Yes.
And to be diligent to present myself approved to God, which is an attitude of my heart, not a function of my brain.
Yes.
That's the difference. Listen, man. My wife and my daughters are in my heart. It's foolish for me to be in Christ as a believer, having the love of God in me, and my wife want to go and listen to another man on Sunday to tell her, to give her a word from God.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Man, you better come on back in, man, before I get.
All right. That what you just said right there is another show that we have coming up soon in the next couple of weeks. They're talking about the corruption of the priesthood, the original priesthood that God set up for the man to be the priest of his household. So I'm not going to go into that right now, but that's where, okay, Brother Frank is going. And so now we've got this man. Okay, Brother Frank, I'm really almost done. I only got one more thing to say, because I'm not wasting words and I'm not making up stuff and I ain't trying to pump Nick Moore. I'm talking about what the Holy Ghost tell me to say, and I'm dropping the mic. Okay, so now we're, Brother Frank, this is this tradition, the tradition that man has. Gravitated towards because if he don't want to do right, the thought life that oftentimes is ignored Monday through Saturday, and in essence, the behavior that goes on in many of the institutions on Sunday I just opened up a new store in my, I'm in management with a company, and we opened up stores. The local church allowed us to park the overflow parking for the new store for the employees. I'm giving you an example right here.
Okay.
The church said y'all can use our parking lot to park, and we had a shuttle from that church to the store. Brother Frank, we've been parking there a week. I have not seen one bit of activity. Not one car. This church is huge.
Yeah.
All week. I'm talking about hireling.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my last statement. The Pharisees were offended by everything Jesus said because he exposed their profound hypocrisy. He knew that their hearts were wicked and that they were only trying to protect their profession. Jesus shined a bright light on the workers of iniquity, mostly those leaders of the home, the synagogue, the religious councils, politicians, and Roman authorities. Amen. Woo!
God Almighty. let me just say this.
Great, man. Great, I'm through.
Oh, my God. You just made me think about right quick. The presence of God is not how well you can memorize a scripture and recite it to someone. It is to let God reveal truth to my heart as he opened up scriptures to me.
Mm-hmm.
As a husband, we have to be open, bruh. We have to allow our hearts to be open so that God can engage us and lead God and direct us in the way of righteousness. But because so many men are so unskilled in God, in the things of God, these generations that we're leading, man, are unfaithful, man.
Yes.
They're ungodly. They don't even think about godliness. Big Brother Timothy says that godliness with contentment is great gain. It's great gain to walk in godliness. For God to give you vision. For God to give your family the hope of glory. To help them to walk after the things of the Spirit. As a husband, one of the things that God placed in my spirit that he wanted me to see was I wanted to learn how to love and to trust. So what he did to teach me how to love and to trust, he gave me my wife. See, as men, we don't really know how to love and to trust. So what God did, he gave me my wife to help me to love and to trust. So because of that, because I experienced that, I'm able to love and trust God properly. and to submit unto him. The disciples said, were not our hearts burning within us as he opened scriptures to us? It was speaking of Christ. When I meditated on that, I invited the presence of God, which is the Holy Spirit, who is within us, to reveal insight from the scriptures to my heart. So, because, and I'm going to wrap it up with this, because I wanted to understand, and I wanted God as a husband, man, I need to know my accountability and my responsibility for this woman that you have given me and these kids that you have given me. I want to make sure that the example that I set for them, for you, God, that it can be revealed and that your glory can be revealed, so your name will be in the earth, not me. I had to go low so that God can go high. See, I had to be willing to be a root. Nobody cares for the roots. No, nobody pay attention to the roots. We're hidden away.
Yes.
Nobody give glory to the roots. But one day, and this is home for me, one day in my meditations, wanting to be in God's presence, I ran across this. And when I ran across this, it changed my life. It helped me to really, really, really to God. And I took it personal, and it stayed with me even until this day. I was in my meditations, and I heard God say that to me. He said, Franklin, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. See, he said, Franklin, I know. The emphasis was on I know. God knew the thoughts that he had towards me, and then nobody else know. The pastor didn't know, the bishop, the prophet, they didn't know. Only God knew the thoughts that he had towards me. If anybody else tried to tell me what God was thinking about me, I didn't listen to them because only God knew. And then he said that, Franklin, now when you call upon me and you go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Okay. This is it. God loves us, bruh.
Yes.
He wants us to be in the proper relationship with him. He cares so much for us that Nick, he took the ceiling and the limitation off the vastness of his word and the desire that we have in our hearts for him. The person at the beginning of the show said, man, how do we do this? The only thing we do is delight ourselves in the Lord. And because we have delighted ourselves in the Lord, God take his desires and put his desires in our hearts. And we can ask him whatever we want because they're his desires. He's going to give them to us. He's going to take his desires and put his desires in our hearts. So whatever Nick and I ask, he gives it to us.
Hmm.
That's it for me.
Hey, awesome conclusion, brother. Thank you so much for listening to Pathways to Truth Radio again this Sunday. Next week we're going to be on vacation. We're taking a summer break. So we'll be back on the 24th with Spiritual Sinkholes. We will be running an archive show next Sunday, one of our previous shows. And then we'll come back live to you on the 24th. So you guys, thank you so much, Pathways to Truth Nation, for listening. Go back and study the Word. Listen to the Word. Meditate on God's Word. Be a blessing to somebody's life through your words and deeds. Read your Word. Read it slowly. Be strong, believe in yourself, and don't be afraid. Peace and blessings.